As promised, we're joined right now by a linebacker for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Not only that, he is a Super Bowl champ. He is a Pro Bowler. He is an All-Pro. The NFL leader in sacks last season with 19 and a half. He had 5 tackles in Sunday's win over Carolina. 8 tackles. 1 pass defense for the year. Undrafted back in 2014 out of Colorado State. And you got Tampa Bay at Denver on Sunday. Shaq Barrett joins us. Shaq, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, man. Good to talk to you. Listen, week one may not have gone the way you would have liked. So how fired up were you heading into the game against Carolina? And how good did it feel to make it right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely didn't. But we just took that fire that we had from that week one and used it in practice and used it the whole entire week until Sunday and just let it come out. And we just got the job done. And everybody stepped up and made the plays needed to get the job done.
You know, I think with good reason, Shaq, everybody's talking about the offense, but I want to talk to you about the defense, of course. You forced 4 turnovers. You had 5 sacks. You came up huge in the second half to make sure that you guys got that win. How would you describe the mentality and the attitude of this year's defense?
It's similar to the end of last year defense. We fixing the communication problems that we had last year. So, like, coming in, like, pretty much we shouldn't be no problems. So we fixed them problems. We worked on our leverage problems. You know, still going to be stuff here and there, like misfits or mental errors every once in a while. So that's the things we got to make sure we fix and eliminate. But right now, we feel as though we could be as good as we want to be as long as we keep that same mindset and mentality every week.
Shaquille Barrett joining us. Mindset, mentality. That's everything right there. Like, you led the league in sacks last season, as I mentioned. And then Jason Pierre-Paul added 8.5 sacks in 10 games last year. He's talked about what he's learned from watching you. Let me turn that thing on its head. What have you learned from watching him, and what's it like playing with him?
Oh, it's amazing playing with JPP. He got a lot of energy, and he's really good at what he does. And what I learned from him is just, like, the way his pass rushing, like, his counter underneath move is amazing. I love it. And then I'm trying to still work on that to get that into my game. But I love his underneath move when he throw the tackle up the field and come underneath. It's like, it's perfect because you don't need somebody to cover you because you can still have outside contain still, but you still could come underneath and get a direct line to the quarterback.
Yeah, Shaq, I would say the numbers speak for themselves, but I'm not sure they do. And here's where I'm going with this. The two of you combined for 28 sacks last year. And you didn't even play a full year together, but when people talk about the best pass-rushing combos in the league, for some reason, you guys do not always come up. Why do you think that is, and how much does that bother you?
I think it's because we didn't win anything. They just, like, give it to the people in the playoffs and who's doing a good job of and actually getting wins and helping that team win, even though we did the same thing, but we didn't win enough games. And, I mean, and then, no, it don't bother me because we know what we all have to offer. And y'all, not y'all, but they will see it soon enough or come around soon enough. But we just got to keep grinding, keep our heads down, eyes up, and keep making plays out there. Help our team get wins.
Shaq Barrett joining us. And then again, Shaq, people who know. Like, one of the things that guys around the league talk about when they watch you is how quick you are off the ball. Is that just a gift, or is that something you study and work on? How do you explain that quickness, that explosiveness right off the ball?
It's something that I study and work on. I just use whatever keys I could find watching film, and then just trusting and believing it. It's pretty much just trusting what I've been saying on film and looking at the play clock. I know that the ball has to be snapped at around a certain time. I know they hold it a little bit long on third downs, and I pretty much react off of that. I try to anticipate it instead of seeing the ball go, then going. Try to go as soon as the ball go. Or a little before.
Shaq Barrett joining us. I feel you. All right, so it's your second year working with D coordinator Todd Bowles. When you and I spoke earlier this year, we talked a little bit about him. How would you describe his system and the way you fit into that system?
I think his system is perfect for everybody. It's built for everybody to make plays, everybody to be playmakers. And then once he do have, like, specific people who's, like, shining, he adds a little bit more for you to shine a little bit more. And I think he's a brilliant defensive coordinator. He knew exactly what needed to be fixed last year, this year, and he's telling us what it is, and we getting it done. And when we're not getting it done, he makes sure he let us know that it's unacceptable, And, like, even though we won last week, like, it was like the way we played in the second half of the second quarter. I mean, in the third quarter and the fourth quarter was unacceptable. And he let us know that. He knew we could be a really good defense, and that's what they expect out of us.
Yeah, see, and the thing is, Shaq, about his system, it seems to me like not only do you focus on rushing the passer, he's going to make sure, as you point out, you have to do the other things. You've got to stop the run as well. A lot of guys in your position or a lot of guys who lead the league in sacks might say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is what they pay me to do. Don't make me do other things. It's not my focus, but that's not the way you approach it. How important is it to you to be impacting the game in as many ways as possible and not just rushing the quarterback?
Oh, it is really important because some games you won't get sacks, but I still want to be able to impact the game to let everybody know that Shaquille Barrett played that day or I played that day. So it might have to be some TFLs or some PBUs or something like that. And if I'm lucky, an interception, then in the right place because I do get to drop every once in a while. So I just want to help my team win. I want to be well-rounded. I don't want to be a one-trick pony. So I want to be able to excel at all aspects of outside linebacker, defense end.
All right, so another big one coming up this weekend. You're getting ready for the Broncos, which of course means a trip back to your old stomping grounds in Denver. What's that like for you? Are you going to tell me that that is just another game, or does it feel a little bit different because that's where you started your career?
I literally treat it like another game, but it still will be a little bit different. It will be a little bit like more like feel a little bit better to be able to play well against them guys because I was there, had the opportunity to still be there, but, like, that fell through. But I'm happy of my opportunity I got in Tampa, and I just want to just shine and just let them know that, like, this the guy that y'all let go.
I think they know. I think they know, but I know what you're talking about. Shaquille Barrett joining us. When the NFL Top 100 came out, of course, you were on it, and there was this great clip of you telling Matt Ryan, quote, I'm coming for you. And he said, quote, keep coming. And then it cuts to you sacking him. How much trash can you talk on the field, and what's it like when you warn a guy that you're coming for him, and then you go ahead and you get him? Do you remind him of that after the fact? What happened after that clip?
So it feels good to be able to – well, you got to be able to back it up if you're going to say it. So it feels good to be able to just show that I backed it up. And I didn't even see anything because I was frustrated that the ball – I didn't even think he fumbled, but I did. They did say he fumbled, and it, like, bounced right back to him. So I was frustrated because I didn't think he fumbled. And I'm like, man, I got to get that ball out because I want to make, like, the biggest play possible to help the team win. And – so I was frustrated a little bit that the ball didn't come out, even though it did, which I didn't know at that time. But, yeah, I didn't say anything to him after that. But sometimes you just feel it to talk a little bit. But, I mean, talk, yeah, I talk a little bit. It's not a lot. It's not nothing crazy. But I just like I just like talking every once in a while.
I like that. Shaquille Barrett joining us. I mean, it's very clear to me talking to you today, talking to you in the past. I mean, you're about the craft. You are really, really about your craft. And if you have a monster year the way you did last year, then your profile is going to be raised, which means there's going to be a lot more attention. There's going to be a lot more opportunities coming your way. How have you approached that? Do you embrace that as a result of the hard work and something you've earned, or do you try to block all that stuff out?
So, yeah, I'm going to embrace it, but I'm also going to just remember who I am, where I came from, where I started from, and I know there's always been people who supported me out there, but I know there will be more supporters who come. But I'm not going to let it, like, change anything that I do. I will just pretty much stay the same because I really wanted to be even in a conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. And after not getting that last year, I just realized that nobody will ever see you the way that you think you deserve to be seen. So I'm not even trying to work to be noticed or have any notoriety. I just want to just do with my job, help my team win, and whatever comes with it is cool, but I'm not expecting to get anything from it.
I wonder, was that kind of liberating? Like when you finally realized that, you know what, man, they're never going to see it. They're never going to get it. I can't control the way they see it. I mean, did that kind of set you free a little bit?
Yeah, well, it felt good because I used to think like that, like initially, but then I'm like, oh, yeah, I should be getting this. Like, at least be in a conversation for it, at least be a nominee. But after that, like, I was upset about that and just talking. Me and my wife, we talk about stuff, and we just talking, like, yeah. Like, they never, like, people, I don't know what it is, the name or what it is. I thought numbers was everything, but I guess it wasn't.
Shaquille Barrett joining us. You know, I wonder about your wife. Like, I remember when I first came up, and people would say, like, really terrible stuff about me, and my wife would get really defensive. She'd get fired up, and I'm like, look, this is what we signed up for. You got to take the good with the bad, and you can't control what people think. Like, your wife, how does she fit in? Does she kind of get fired up, like, why aren't you getting that run? Or is she the one who reminds you, like, it's all good? People who know, know. Don't let that get to you.
She's both ways.
Right.
She...
I got you.
She get fired up. Like, she was actually a little fired up. She said she was reading something on the internet today of what some people were saying about me. So she texted me and then called me, was saying, like, she was getting a little upset. But I'm like, yeah, like, that is not what people think it is. It's just, they just going to say it now. And then from here on out, you should be able to say it more clear, and it shouldn't be no debating. And if you just got something to say, like, not like, it's no making everybody happy. Long as my team happy, we happy. I mean, that's all that matters.
And let's all stay off the internet. It's better that way. All right, one last thought. Tampa Bay is the first NFL team to establish an academic scholarship benefiting graduating female high school football players pursuing a career in sports. You were one of the players involved in presenting the scholarships. What was that like?
Oh, it was amazing to talk to Janae. She was an outstanding athlete, and she has plan on top of plan on top of plan of what she want to do. If nothing works out, like, her plan A don't work, or she got a plan B. That don't work, or she got plan C. Like, yeah, I mean, she's going to have a bright future. Just keep sticking to what she's doing. And, I mean, I'm excited to see it play out for her, because she got her head on right for sure, and she's a great athlete.
What a great cause. Glad to see you doing that, Shaquille. And I think you already know this. Those who know, know. There's no doubt, man. You are a big-time player and talent. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate you, Shaquille Barrett. He's a player now, man. If you don't see that, you don't understand football. If you don't see that, and you do understand football, then you're just wrong.